Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 372 for Friday, April 29th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Friday, boosted by fund buying once again as the futures flirted with upside resistance. Canola was up $2 to $4, the July contract up $3.40 at $501.10 per ton. The need to keep some weather premiums in the futures heading into the growing season remained supportive as well, especially with persistent dryness concerns in some parts of the prairies and excess moisture in others. However, the most active July contract was hard-pressed to see much traction above the $500 per ton mark, with scale-up hedges and technical resistance tempering the gains. A downturn in Chicago soy oil and early strength in the Canadian dollar were also bearish for canola, with crush margins declining over the past few days. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were mixed, although the bias was higher in the most active months at the close. Soybeans up 3 to down 3 cents, the July contract up 2 at 10.30 per bushel. Month-end profit-taking accounted for some of today's selling pressure in beans, while forecasts calling for better harvest weather in Argentina were also somewhat bearish. However, excess moisture and flooding damage are still expected to cut into the production prospects in the South American country. That helped provide underlying support for the U.S. futures. Argentina's soybean harvest is only one quarter done, according to reports. That compares with last year when the harvest was over 60% complete at this time. For corn, prices were up a penny to down a penny, the July contract up a half cent at $3.92 per bushel. Dryness in Brazil underpinned the U.S. market, as the lack of moisture hurts the yield prospects there. Good export demand for U.S. corn was also supportive. However, forecasts calling for good seeding weather across the U.S. Midwest this next week were bearish. Wheat, it was up 1 to 4 cents at the close after bouncing around both sides of unchanged. The July contract in Chicago up 3 at $4.88 per bushel. Chart-based buying was supportive, with month-end positioning a feature. Weakness in the U.S. dollar index also underpinned wheat, as the activity in the currency markets may bring in some fresh export demand. However, expectations for improving condition ratings for the U.S. winter wheat crop put some pressure on values. Heavy deliveries against the Kansas City and Chicago futures were also bearish, as those deliveries were seen as a sign of the large supplies still in the country. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, April 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.